Le Mai, good day. This week, we visit your parish of Kirkmichael. The parish of Kirkmichael is in the sheading of Michael. The other two parishes making this sheading being Balaff and Jerby. Many people think of this parish as having one main road from Ballymaynock, meaning Middle Farm, near what is now called Handley's Corner, and Belig, Farm of the Hollow, past the Spoutvane Road, the White Spout Road, and down that hill well known to the TT enthusiasts, the Barrow Garrow, which should be the Burgh Garrow, the Rough Road. Passing Ballachilia Clue, the farm of McKill of the Mountain, and Camel, Ridge Fell. This farm is on the western slopes of Slough Frocaine, Bilberry Mountain. Some other place names from this parish are Ballacoyne, Farm of the Vale, Clyeen, the White Fence, Cool Shellach, Willow Nook, and Ballalana, Glen Farm, Ballacrega, Rock Farm, and Burke, Creek of the Fort. This creek was at the entrance of Glen Willen. Glen Willen means the Mill Glen. On the hillside of the TT course is Lurgy Vreck, which means speckled slope, and shelters the village from the easterly winds. Kirkmichael simply means the place of St. Michael. Nearer to Ramsey is Bishop's Court. Many bishops were buried in Michael Churchyard, including Bishop Wilson. As I stated earlier, many consider the parish of Michael to be small, but actually it consists of large areas of mountainous land, reaching to beyond Druidale and bounded by the sheeting of Ayr. Michael has never lost its sound Gaelic names and the pronunciation, for such names as Spoutvane, Gobnacreggan, Rencullen, Slewdhu, and many others are well used. We have only touched on a very small area of your parish, and time won't permit us to go any further into your place names, but here are a few of your surnames. Cannell, C-A-N-N-E-L-L. Cannell, this name hasn't changed since our very early records, except that it usually had the Mac, M-A-C, meaning son of, before it. In Scotland, this name is MacDaniel, and the Irish call it MacDonald. Its ancient Gaelic meaning is world mighty. In 1585, there was a Hugh Cannell as vicar of Kirkmichael, and it is recorded that his livelihood, which is but little, and his parish great. It is evident that they didn't have a vicar's union in those days. Nevertheless, he was the first person to teach the Manx to read in their own language, for which he was given recognition and became Sir Hugh Cannell. Crowe, C-R-O-W-E. This name is believed to have come from a Gaelic pagan name, Mac Co Creda, meaning hound of destruction. We are informed that in 1660, a Reverend William Crowe was vicar of Jerby. Another Crowe was vicar of Lazare, and yet another, a rector in Ireland. They were evidently very fond of the cloth. Keg, K-E-I-G, was also K-E-double-G, and was originally Mackeg, M-S-C-K K-Y-G. It has come through various spellings, such as K-Y-E-G, C-A-I-G, and K-E-I-G-E. There was a John McKeag in the Keys in 1408. Clucas, C-L-U-C-A-S, is a good old Gaelic name. It was spelt C-L-U-G-A-A-S-H, and is often pronounced even in these days as Clucaish or MacClucaish, and means son of Lucas or Luke. Bridson, B-R-I-D-S-O-N, was spelt B-R-I-D-E-S-O-N, the son of Bride, or Bridget's devotee. The Manx version is Milavrisha. Kewin, K-E-W-I-N, is MacIan, son of John, and is the same as K-E-O-N and K-O-I-N. Ballacheon in Malou is one of the seats of this family. It is an old Gaelic name.